Climate change poses a serious threat to food security in several ways. First of all, global warming is seriously affecting on the agricultural production is the number one. The other one is sea level rise, which is threatening the coastal regions' food security activities. Another one is the extreme weather events, which basically impact on the availability and accessibility of the food everywhere, basically in the world, but more seriously, places that they are already under infrastructurally, not in a good situation.
How many people are at risk of being affected?
Basically, climate change impacts on everyone else in everywhere, but some regions are much more seriously impacted. If we generalize who are the most under threat, I would put 2-3 billion people, which they are struggling with poverty and hunger and the malnutrition.
Can you explain then the number today of a potential additional 600 million people which would be subject to malnutrition by 2080?
There is a likelihood that additional 600 million people will have a serious kind of hunger and malnutrition. Right now we have 795 million are chronically hungry, and 2 billion people are malnourished right now as of today. But it's in the future, because of the agricultural problems and because of the impact on the climate change, so the food will be expensive. Because food will be expensive, this will directly impact poor people around the world.
You call for a change in agricultural production models from an industrial model to a transformative one. Can you explain what they are exactly?
It's a very ironic relationship between climate change and the food security or agriculture, because agriculture is also one of the main greenhouse gas emitters. So while climate change is impacting on agriculture, agriculture is impacting on climate change, exacerbates even more and more problems. The reason is the way in which we are producing food right now, as of today and last 30-40 years, in countries that they basically do massive agribusiness and using a lot of chemicals and monoculture type of agriculture. This is dangerous to climate change, dangerous to ecological balance, and also not very helpful, because the production of the food doesn't mean that we will be able to access the food. So this means more food is not going to help us, but the food is accessible, available for all, and also not very much under the serious ecological problems that create. That's why I propose this agroecology, but this is not only my proposing. This is around at least last 20 years. Many of the environmentalists and the agronomists are really supporting and promoting this type of agriculture. There are technical ways to do that, and some countries actually are doing it. This has to be a little bit more general, and I think international community should give a little bit of a shot to this kind of changing this style of the agriculture, which is friendly to climate change and also friendly to human security.
What is your message in the run-up to COP21, the climate change conference in Paris?
Now, that message is an important one. First of all, as you know, climate change policy is a climate justice policy, because not every people are affected by climate change in an equal manner. So I think the most important thing, climate change diplomacy should really respect the human rights principles, which gives us a justice angle to climate change, making some kind of adjustment in relation to mitigation and adaptation policies. While we are reducing the greenhouse gas emissions, we should not deny local people's right to food and the livelihood. This is the most important message.